Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
At Tigeropolis Tigers are feeling quite confident that they have what it takes to get the tourists back. Mutti's busy on her laptop. Perfect. That should get the word out. What will? Her brother Bittu peers over her shoulder. The video I've just posted, Uncle Raj looking totally fierce on top of Tigeropolis's golden rock. Whoa! Look at the likes already! Uncle Raj is going viral! The next day, Forest Officer Mistry gets quite a shock. A sound he's not heard in a while.
Hello? Yes, ma'am. Really, ma'am? That's quite remarkable, ma'am. Of course, ma'am. I'm looking forward to it, ma'am. Oh, you'll never believe this, Akash.
Akash, Forest Officer Mistry's colleague, is dying to hear the news. Their phone never rings.
That was the minister herself. Apparently, we're a social media phenomenon. Everyone's celebrating the fact that the tigers are back in Tigeropolis. And the minister's coming next week for a grand reopening.
A grand reopening? I didn't know we'd closed. Up on the hill, Uncle Raj looks down through his binoculars and surveys the scene with satisfaction. A giant marquee covers the old Liss Palace forecourt. Assembled guests are milling around, and the brass band looks ready to play. He's wise enough to know that, as fun as it might be, tigers better not mix and mingle. Humans scare too easily. Inside the marquee, the excitement is starting to build. The chair of the local business association, Mrs. Banerjee, is fussing about checking table plans, flower displays, and is generally ordering people around. She's one of those people with an inflated sense of her own importance. But she gets things done and is intent on personally welcoming the minister. The whistle is Sandeep, the minister's personal assistant, alerting his team that the ministerial convoy is fast approaching. Four motorcycle outriders sweep up the drive, closely followed by a line of five black cars with tinted windows. Two porters dash forward and roll out a red carpet. Seconds later, the minister emerges from her car, smiling and waving to the crowds, looking very striking, tall and beautifully dressed in a blue and gold silk sari. Mrs. Banerjee
puffs herself up to her full height, stepping forward, her hand outstretched. Madam Minister, we are so honored. Ah! Oh dear. Mrs. Banerjee had clearly overlooked that kink in the carpet. Poor Mrs. Banerjee tries to regain her dignity. Graciously, the minister overlooks the chair of the local business association, flailing about trying to grab onto an actual chair, and she walks over towards the stage, followed by four burly members of her security team who take their positions around the podium, scanning the room for potential threats. Back up on the hill, Uncle Raj is joined by Bittu, Matti and Tala. Bittu's eyes widen.
Exciting, eh, Uncle? It looks wonderful with the band and all the flags and bunting. I know you said we should keep our distance, but can't we have a closer look? Please, Uncle?
Uncle Raj is firm. Best keep out of the way. But Bittu isn't paying any attention.
Helicopter!
He rushes off down the hill toward the throng.
Oh, come on, Matti, let's join the fun! Come back, Bittu!
Matti tries to stop her brother, but ends up chasing him down the hill. Alarmed, Uncle Raj starts running after them with Tala.
Quickly! We've got to stop them before they reach the marquee!
Outside the palace, a woman sipping a cup of tea glances up to see four tigers bounding down the hill towards the crowds. Pfft, tigers! Raj and Tala catch up with the cubs and pounce on them. Back to the cave, now! Uh-oh, the cubs knew they were in big trouble with their mum. Uncle Raj was cross too.
Have you two any idea of the chaos you've caused? We need to get out of here quick!
Down at the palace, Sandeep's voice rings loud and clear above the total pandemonium.
The minister! Protect the minister!
The tuba player, attempting to flee, gets stuck in the doorway trying to push into the palace. There's only one thing for it, he thinks, and starts frantically blasting out notes, hoping to frighten the tigers away. Meanwhile, the security team are rushing the minister into the kitchens.
Quick, through here, ma'am!
They propel her towards a little door and bundle her inside.
Oof!
Instinctively, two of the team throw themselves on top of the minister to form a human shield, just as the room fills up with great billowing clouds. A bomb? A bakery.
Minister! Minister! Are you safe, ma'am?
The minister steps out of the bakery, completely covered in fine white flour. Sandeep, I'd like a word. This is a Bell Media production narrated by Ashwika Kapoor, written by R.D. Dijkstra, story editor Angela Salt, supported by the Audio Content Fund.
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.